The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Tramore. We have jumping to look forward to this Friday evening, a 7-race national hunt card to look at in Ireland. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, mate, very well.
Good man. Bit of jumping this evening in Ireland.
Yeah, not a bad little card. Yeah, it's a typical provincial track though. Tramore, it's not going to attract many superstars, but we have the old favourites. A lot of the trainers that do regularly well here have all got strong hands, so hopefully we'll be able to nick a few quid tonight.
Hopefully so, and let's get stuck into it. The first race this evening is the 5:15. We start with a mare's maiden hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs, and quite an open start to the card as well. Indian Fairy, the 4-1 market leader at the time of recording. 5-1 for Eloway Rose. 11-2 for Barna Hash Rose. Colleen Beag is 11-2. 7-1 for the Bishop's Day. Sizing Kimberlite is 8-1, and then it's nines or bigger prices for the rest. Indian Fairy, Andy, while she's fairly consistent, she was beaten at odds on in a fairly weak race last time. Is it time to take her on?
I think it is, yeah. I'm not absolutely totally convinced with her. Obviously, she caught the I3 start to go where, the stewards had a bit of a look at the way that this horse was ridden. And she was a disappointing odds on favourite last time in Dan Patrick, albeit she got beat by a horse called Duna Pasty, who's not a bad horse for this time of year. She does represent a yard that does particularly well at Tramore. I think Ewan Dahl very rarely leaves Tramore winnerless, and that might be the case later on with one or two of the horses he runs on the card tonight. But I'm not absolutely convinced by this horse. And there are other horses who I think might have sufficient enough ability and improvement in them to get the better of Indian Fairy. And my selection is going to be Colleen Beag here from the David O'Brien stable, who's just had the one run, and it was a winning one as well, and down in Limerick. And it probably was a little bit of a shock to the to the connections of this horse, because it won at 25-1, and the way the horse won though, I can't believe it went on back, because it travelled really, really well in the hands of Paddy King. Looked as though it was going to win from a long way out, and albeit only just got home in the end, or scrambled home by a neck. It's still a good performance on the face value of the horses it beat. A horse called That's Nice was very strongly fancied. That horse has got plenty of good form from the Mickey Horrigan stable, and Expectations, although not living up to its name, was certainly strongly fancied off the back of one encouraging run first time out. So, in beating the first and second favourite on that occasion, I don't think there was any fluke about the way this filly by Mountain High got the job done. And the beauty about it tonight is the fact that Johnny Burkey's on as well, this crack conditional jockey who've been raving about on the podcast for many weeks and months. So, the combination of a really good jockey, a smooth win in a bumper first time out, hopefully will mean that Colleen Beag will go really well first time over hurdles tonight.
Okay, on to the second race next then, and this is at 5:50, and this is a novice hurdle over 2 miles, and Ashjar heads the betting this morning at 6-4. It's 5-2 for Moss Street. Meldrum Lad is 13-2. 7-1 for War of the Pennies. Dame Firth is 15-2, as is Here for the Crack. Ashjar, Andy, has been running on the flat, has won on the flat as well, but soft ground no good for him at the Curra last time, so probably put a bit of a line through that one. But returning to the hurdling this evening, what do you make of the favourite?
Yeah, he's just about going to get the vote here, although with not a great deal of confidence, just because he was so disappointing at the Curra last time out. Prior to that, he'd won here at Tramore, which is obviously a really encouraging sign. And he'd won in quite a fast time as well on the flat prior to that a poor run down in the Curra. Obviously, we are putting it down to the ground conditions. If the ground deteriorates tonight at Tramore, which isn't really forecast, there are one or two showers lingering around England and Ireland, but nothing of any great magnitude, then hopefully the ground will ride in this horse's favour. Like I say, he jumped well, he travelled well when getting the job done in the hands of Ruby Walsh 3 starts ago. And that victory over Honey Pound just about probably gives him the advantage over one or two of these horses here tonight, although it is quite a tightly knit affair. You certainly give Dane Forth a bit of a squeak. She was a bit disappointing in Galway, but prior to that had scored in a fast time at Kilbeggan. War of the Pennies probably ran above expectations last time out down in Ballinrobe and has definitely got a chance now dropping back in trip. But in a tightly knit affair, Ash Jard just about has enough form and enough quality in the bag, and also a course and distance win, which might be important in that 550.
Okay, Ash Jar in the 550. Then the 620 is the next race. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-109. And Beckwith Star starts the day as the favourite at 5-2. It's 4-1 for No Cash Flow. Swanty K is 9-2. 8-1 for Lime View. Orion's Might is also 8-1. 10-1 for Roman Numeral, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. You could stake a case for a few of these, Andy. Who'd you like in the 620?
Yeah, you could, although it's very difficult to get away from the claims of Beckwith Star here. And this 9-year-old seems to be in a rich vein of form at the present moment in time, and underlying that fact by winning very easily at the Galway Festival several weeks ago in a race where there was plenty of fancied horses in the contest. One of them, including Artful Artist, the horse that I napped on that occasion, of course, went on to win on the flat 2-3 days afterwards. You can see how good that race was that this horse won the other day. Always in the right position, well handled by Brian Haynes, who takes the ride again tonight. He quickened up quite nicely to seal the issue with a good jump at the last, and then never looked in any danger on the running. Back in the field was Roman Numeral and Swanter K, of course, rear post tonight. And connections of those horses will certainly hope that they can get a little bit closer to Henry de Bromhead's charge. But the fact that this horse has won twice here at Tremor as well previously also carries plenty of clout with this horse following up off an £8 higher mark. The ground should be ideal. In fact, there's no real reason why Beckwith Star won't oblige again. And he looks one of the strongest bets on the card.
OK, Beckwith Star, one of the strongest bets on the card in the 6.20. The 6.50 is race 4 on the card, and this is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-95. And this one is a bit tricky, in my opinion, Andy. Pleasers Punch is the 5-1 market leader. 6-1 for Razia. Jabez is 13-2. 8-1 for the Fitch Lady. I Don't Delay is 10s. 11s for Oscar Vespasian. And then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Help us out here, Andy. Who'd you like in the 6.50?
Yeah, it is a tricky event, Mark. I can tell by your vibes that you're not overly keen on this race, and neither am I, to be perfectly honest. Plenty of these horses don't win very often. In fact, quite a few of them, including the market leaders, have yet to win a race. If you added up Pleaser Punch, Razzie and the Fitz Lady, have had, they've had 33 races between them, and not one of them has managed to get their head in front. So, you know, you're probably best at keeping this race to quite small stakes. But I'll go with the Fitz Lady anyway. I think she ran well enough last time out to warrant an each-way recommendation. That run behind Supreme Vic, of course, who went to the Galway Festival and ran an absolute blinder in following up. That for me is probably the best form. Back in third was a horse called Rezipsa Locateur, who previously won very easily down in Downpatrick. So in splitting those two in-form horses, I think the Fitz Lady probably ran to a career high. She's also had a couple of spins around this track as well, which should stand her in good stead. And she just seems to be the kind of horse that's hitting form at the right time, and that's exactly what you need in these kind of races. So the Fitz Lady each way, only tentatively, gets a vote in the 6.50.
OK, on to the 7.20 next, and we're over the fences here for this beginner's chase. It's over 2 miles and 7 furlongs, and it's for 4-year-olds and older that have not won a chase and which at entry are 109 or less over hurdles. Vasalco is the 11-10 market leader this morning, 3-1 for Behemoth, Darwin's Theory 5-1, 13-2 for the Cub, and then it's double figure prices and bigger prices for and big prices for the rest of them in this lineup. Just starting with a favourite here, Andy, Vasalco. Never really did what was expected over hurdles, but I get the impression that the plan was always to go chasing with this guy. And do you see him coming into his own here?
Well, on the evidence of what we saw at Galway the other day, I mean, this race looks a mere formality for him, dare I say. I mean, he was one of the recoveries of all time, wasn't it, by Davy Russell. How he managed to keep in the plate on this Vexalco, let alone finish fourth, was quite extraordinary. I think he went about 10 foot up in the air, landed almost sideways onto the horse, and in rodeo fashion, he managed to get back into the plate. So it was very much hats off and congratulations to David Russell. Hopefully, if this horse doesn't make any kind of cataclysmic mistake on the way around here today, then he should take this race quite comfortably, because the way he stayed on that day suggested that he's a horse in top form. And obviously, he was laid out for that race at Galway, running in the colours of Spring Heeled. And it was a race that Spring Heeled had won before. So he'd clearly been lined up. The tongue tying the hooder on again. And apart from that one mistake, he actually jumped quite well at Galway. And this track, obviously, is a little bit more easier. So if Davy Ross can just plot a course, keep this horse out of trouble, then his qualities and his abilities should get him through in what looks a particularly weak beginner's chase.
Okay, Vaxalco, the selection there then in the 7.20. The 7.50 is the penultimate race this evening, and this one is a handicap chase over 2 miles and 7 furlongs for four-year-olds and older, rated 0 to 95, and All Fired Up is the 11-4 favourite at the time of recording this. Fast Exit is 4-1, 5-1 for both Key Account and Red or White, 10-1 for Quigley's Express, 12-1 for Elmley and the Colleen Ban, and then 16-1 and bigger prices the rest. Who'd you like for the 7.50, Andy?
Well, I'm going to go with All Fired Up. I'm just hoping that the cheek pieces that were on for the first time at Wexford a couple of weeks ago were at the Oracle again for Shane Byrne's 7-year-old. I like the way he travelled that day. He looked as though he was going to win going down to the last. And he made a little bit of a sloppy mistake, which obviously just cost him his chance of winning that race. And win, that would have been at the 16th time for asking. It is a bit of an issue tipping a horse who's yet to win after so many runs. But I just like, hopefully the cheek pieces will work again. I do like I say the way that horse travelled in that race. It wasn't bad form, actually. You know, get more, and the horse back in third Imperial Jerry had gone into the race in reasonably good shape. So it's not a race I'm particularly confident about, but I'm hoping that All Fired Up runs exactly the same as he did the other day, and if he does, he might well be good enough.
Okay, and the final race this evening is the 8.20, race 7 on the card. We finish with a 2-mile bumper, and Rathmuck Native is the 5-2 favourite. 3-1 for Expectations, Cliffside Park is 9-2, 7-1 for Pace and Passion, Bahana is 15-2, 8s for Prickly and 14s and bigger prices for the others. Rathmuck Native heads the betting, Andy. She's been knocking on the door without it opening so far. Do you see it happening this evening?
I thought she was a bit unlucky not to get off the mark the other day down in Wexford, cruised down the river, got plenty of experience, just ran her out of it in the latter stages. But she's certainly a very consistent mare, and I'm sure she'll give you a good run for your money from a stable in good form. But I'm surprised that Expectations not favourite here from the Mags Mullins stable. I think this horse has run perfectly respectively on both its two starts. It was well fancied on debut down in Fairy House, got beat by a horse of Tony Martin's called Maniero. That's not bad form, and you know, I thought it ran perfectly well last time out down in Limerick behind Colleen Begg. Of course, we get a chance to see that form or how good it is when Colleen Begg runs in the first race. But hopefully that horse will certainly do the form proud. And Expectations, who was 11-8 favourite that day, hopefully will make it third time lucky. So Expectations, the quality horse in the last, gets the vote.
Okay, Expectations then in the lucky last. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Tremor one more time.
Yeah, not a particularly awe-inspiring card tonight at Tremor, but hopefully we'll be able to plot our way through and find a couple of winners. Colleen Begg looks a fair each way shout to the first, having won a good bumper in terrific style first time out in the hands of Johnny Burke. Ashjar hopefully will get back on track in the 5.50 after a disappointing run on the flat last time out at Curra. Beckwith Star Rate's probably the best bet on the card in the 6.20. This two-time course winner comes off the back of a good win at Galway. The Fitch Lady each way off the back of a good run last time out down in Limerick is the each way vote in the 6.50. In the 7.20, probably the second best bet is Vexalco, who was unlucky not to take a very good beginner's chase down in Galway last time out. All Fired Up, hopefully he'll do just that in the 7.50. And then the final race, Expectations, hopefully we'll live up to his name finally in the final bumper.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections, and enjoy the action in Tremor this evening.
Will do. Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.